The Siskiyou Land Conservancy has significantly expanded its conservation efforts by acquiring a second large parcel along the Mad River, bringing the total protected area to 353 acres. This includes the new 170-acre donation, which adds to the protection of the 1.5 mile of river frontage along the Mad River. The Siskiyou Land Conservancy is a nonprofit organization that serves Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties and is dedicated to identifying and protecting private lands with high conservation value. By working directly with landowners, SLC negotiates conservation strategies that allow property owners to retain ownership while preserving the ecological integrity of their land. In an interview with KMUD News, SLC Executive Director Greg King shared why the organization is prioritizing the Mad River region.
The Mad River is the least protected of the fabled six rivers of the, you know, like Six Rivers National Forest. And just in terms of amount of habitat that is actually protected from human uses. So we looked at that watershed and saw that there's some good work going on, but there are a lot of damaging activities that have occurred over the past decades that really need to be rectified, such as massive road systems, a lot of heavy logging, and things like that. And the flip side of that, though, is the vast importance of the Mad River in terms of habitat and water quality. It provides 70% of the water, domestic water use in Humboldt County, or 70% of the people, you know, rely on it. And so there are many reasons to look at the Mad River in terms of, okay, what can we eke out in terms of protections? And the program was really jump-started late last year when one of our directors, Ken Miller, a longtime environmental activist in Humboldt County, he donated a beautiful 183-acre property to Siskiyou Land Conservancy at the end of last year so that it could be permanently preserved. And that property is located about 10 miles upriver of the Maple Creek Bridge. And it's, you know, very strong habitat values, two big blue line creeks running through it. One of them historically was a spawning stream, and we hope to restore that so that spawning fish can get back in there. But also there's a half mile of river frontage on that river. And so we were able to take possession of this land, and we will permanently protect it. At that point, we understood that we were onto something pretty good because there were some landowners who heard about the acquisition and said they would work with us to protect their land in some way. So we were talking about a conservation easement with a couple of landowners up there. But also the neighboring landowner, we entered into negotiations with him at the beginning of this year to purchase the 170-acre property that he owns adjacent and downstream of the Miller property that we acquired last year. And that was a great opportunity to acquire not only this wonderful forested property with a lot of habitat values, a lot of wildlife exists on these properties out there because they're uninhabited, but also another mile of river frontage on both sides of the Mad River. And so we raised $275,000 from the Coates Foundation, which is a West Coast California foundation, and purchased the property. We closed on June 30th of this year, and we now protect a mile and a half of river frontage on the Mad, a river with almost no river frontage protection on the entire 113-mile length. So immediately, almost, we got this fantastic opportunity to do some great work here to protect this river and the water quality and the habitat there. And, you know, we're going to allow some public access on a limited permitted basis, you know, with docent led access to the land, but also this very special reach of the Mad River that is largely inaccessible to the public for about 50 or 60 miles of its length.
The Mad River offers vital aquatic habitat for imperiled coho salmon and other sensitive species, including a rare summer run of the steelhead trout. It also provides domestic water for 70% of Humboldt County residents. The acquisition of the 170-acre parcel was made possible through a $275,000 grant from the Vincent J. Coates Foundation. King noted that working with landowners to secure conservation donations often presents challenges, but the organization has found success through patience, collaboration, and trust building.
To acquire these lands, the biggest challenge, of course, is always money, unless you have a donor such as Ken Miller who will donate land, and that's very rare. We encourage people to do that. We are working with another landowner elsewhere in Humboldt County, not on the Mad River, but who is simply going to leave us her land in her trust. And that's a great way to ensure that you always will be able to enjoy your land. But if you want to make sure it's protected the way you're protecting it, you can simply leave it to us or another land trust, a bona fide nonprofit organization that is dedicated over the long term to protecting habitat and the natural values of that land. And that doesn't exclude human uses. It just means that it can't be abused. And that's a key point. So raising the money is a challenge. We had a wonderful opportunity with Coates Foundation. We worked with them for years. They actually kind of went above and beyond what they've ever done for us. They saw the immense value, the bang for the buck on this purchase. So that was overcome very quickly when we negotiated with Coates to get this funding, and they stuck with us for months through the process, which is really a very high bar for giving. And just to extrapolate, I'd like to see a lot more of this type of giving from the nation's wealthy individuals and institutions to simply buy up habitat, because the crashing biological diversity stocks affects the whole planet, including in humans. So that was a challenge, and we were able to achieve that, getting the acquisition funding. The other was just the kind of long negotiations. It took 6 months to negotiate with the landowner over price, and to get to that place where we're all in agreement, and then doing the actual acquisition, attorneys. And that's another thing I should point out, is that we got the acquisition funding, but not the funding for the attorneys and the closing fees and all that. So we spent several thousand dollars out of our general fund. And I'd like our supporters to know that their money is going to excellent use, because all that extra funding came from our account. It was pretty smooth, actually. It was a 6-month process, but it went quite well, and we're immensely happy with it. And it's the opportunities for public exploration and for further enhancing and restoring this property are immense, and so it's just great.
The Mad River has restoration projects underway at its mouth and further upstream. The region's unusual geological features and the river's suitability for spawning, especially coho salmon, make it a priority for restoration. King expressed hope that this project will inspire other landowners to consider conservation partnerships to protect their wild lands. SLC provides resources and guidance to those interested in preserving their land for future generations.
Here on this reach of the Mad River, we find a really unusual geologic formation, a lot of land flow movement, which makes for cliffs and huge boulders in the stream. And the forest here was this amazing, diverse, ancient Douglas fir and giant hardwood. There are still lots of giant maples on the Miller property. And we have yet to explore much the other one. We've walked it, of course, but to find some of the great old hardwoods that were left when the old timers logged this area in the 1960s. So really geologically, first of all, is what's so striking about this area. And it's well known to geologists for its kind of alternately steep and then gentle formations, but also these land flows with the giant boulders and kind of the twisted geologic formations that we know so well in our area, and how unique it is in this one spot, this about 10 or 15 mile stretch of this river. And then there's also the great spawning all up and down here. The coho come up this far, and there's some good spawning streams nearby. And there is a year-round stream on the Miller property that we hope to restore to anadromy and bring back coho. It's the perfect gradient for them and the gravel size. So just very exciting to think about the future of a landscape and knowing what it used to be, what's this climax forest, you know, broken by meadows in the upper reaches, with, you know, really strong habitat values. You know, I spent a lot of time on the Smith River, which is largely pristine. You know, most of the watershed, 80% plus, is in federal hands and well protected. But on the here on the MAD, which is almost all private, especially in this area, I see a lot of wildlife. Black bears, I've seen a mountain lion, bald eagles, golden eagles. It's snakes of all kinds. It's really an immense array and a wonderful community of wildlife that exists on these lands throughout here. It's a second place. So just to help that to continue and to enhance that on these properties and hopefully to inspire other landowners, because it's on this side of the river where we now own, it does go over to the other side some, but it's mostly on the southwest side. There are a lot of largish parcels where the individual landowners could do a lot of good to enhance wildlife habitat and water quality. So just getting that idea out, and here, you know, here we're serious about this. We have raised the money. We've purchased the land. We're fulfilling the vision that we have for this reach of the Mad River, and we would really like to expand in a significant way.
Landowners who donate to land trusts, like SLC, do not lose ownership of their property, but may agree to limit certain uses to protect the land's ecological value. They also plan to invite the public to learn more about these preserved areas. The conservation momentum is growing along the Mad River. Recently, another nonprofit, California Caltrout, reported successful results from its restoration project at the Bottawa Estuary. Like Caltrout, SLC is focused on enhancing habitats upstream to improve conditions for native species.
There are landowners we talk to who say, oh, well, I want to still be able to log and ranch and stuff like that. And we're not talking about precluding human uses of the land. That's really important to get across, that, you know, we respect and honor the land-based industries in our area. But what we can't do with those industries is wreck the land, is wreck the habitat. We have to draw back some of the heavy industrial uses that we've inflicted upon these landscapes and rethink how we go about, you know, extracting, if you will, from the land. So a lot of people in Southern Humboldt and throughout Humboldt are in Mendocino know Tim Metz, who's a great forester, and he's really coming to an excellent place with this ability to provide restoration forestry services and still provide some profit for landowners. And so we're very excited to hopefully get Tim out there to this property soon. And that's the idea, is to not inflict our judgment on neighboring landowners at all, but to work with landowners, which is why I founded this organization 21 years ago, was to work with landowners. I've been butting heads for a long time, and this is working.
Finally, King shared how members of the community can contribute to this conservation effort.
You know, the cooperative work on a river like the Mad, which is a large river, is essential. And so that particular project, which I've seen, I watched it when they had those old treatment ponds and they turned them into coho rearing, and now there's coho in them. And that is one of the most exciting elements of restoration on the Mad that I've ever seen. That is excellent work. And so what we can do upstream is protect water quality, because that's all headed to the estuary. Another project we have really enjoyed watching move forward is beaver reintroduction, which is when you have beavers in our area on these streams, you are enhancing salmonid habitat immensely and habitat for other creatures. Sometimes beavers, when you reintroduce beavers, the diversity of species goes up significantly. So we're talking with State Fish and Wildlife now to look at that. And so, you know, the groups that are already working on the MAD, we're going to augment and complement that work. You know, and I think acquisition of private parcels is one of the elements of conservation that isn't really happening on the MAD. And so we're really excited that we were able to step in this way very quickly and acquire 353 acres. And if we can keep going with that, that's wonderful. If not, that's okay, too. We will always have work to do, even just on these properties, but also complementary with the work that's been ongoing from other groups.
If you're a landowner interested in protecting your property, SLC encourages people to reach out. They can walk you through the process and help you make a lasting impact. To learn more about the Siskiyou Land Conservancy's mission, projects, or how to get involved, visit siskiyouland.org. That is S-I-S-K-I-Y-O-U-L-A-N-D.org.